Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery. We're coming to you live up here at the FAA Production Studio on top of the FAA's National Resource Center here in beautiful Lakeland Linder Airport in sunny Florida. And today I'm going to be joined by my next guest. He's been in the FAA now for about 24 years, I think we talked about. His name is Mark Loffrich. Mark's been with the FAA for a while now. I've worked pretty close with him for certain events that we put together over the past few years. Tell us a little bit about what you used to do before you came to work for the FAA.
Rich, thanks for inviting me up. My 24 year with the years with the FAA started with flight inspection, where the FAA checks the nav aids all over the country, in fact all over the world. Followed up with flight standards.
Do you do that with a multimeter?
Mini multimeters, but always on an airplane.
Okay, so it's not one of these things like a 9-volt battery?
Not a little beyond that, but we some highly specialized voltmeters there, but we check the nav aids and ensure the safety of air navigation all over the world.
That's very interesting. Now, you started with the FAA in Florida, or were you somewhere else before you got
here? Actually, this was Atlanta, Georgia. The FAA has a number of spots around the country where the flight inspection offices are located, and Atlanta was where I started. After 10 years there, went to flight standards. Transferred down to Orlando, and after several years, joined the FAST team. And that has been very rewarding because of the different programs where we have actually seen accomplishments in flight safety. We can show where we've reduced accidents and incidents, which is very rewarding.
Yeah. The FAA also does not only, but I mean, as far as the FAST team stuff goes, but you guys also send teams out of FAA guys that do spot inspections of certain places. Now, do you guys also go out on demand? I mean, if somebody wants you to come in and take a look around?
Yeah, there's a number of things in flight standards that are accomplished. One of the duties is to do surveillance of different certificated organizations within aviation. That's just one of many things. We do certification. Unfortunately, we have to do accident and incident investigation. That's very important because we try to use that data to reduce further accidents and incidents. But yes, the FAA will come if requested in some cases to conduct surveillance or investigations on an as-needed basis. So there's many facets to being an FAA inspector.
Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the CFI Special Emphasis Program. You've done a lot of stuff in that area, haven't you?
We have done a lot in this area. First off, Central Florida is the flight training capital of the world. There's more flight training done here than anywhere else in the country. The next closest place is the whole Western Pacific region, and they do about the same number of certificates a year as this one office does out of Orlando. So a lot of flight training goes on here. Unfortunately, there are accidents that go with that. And back prior to 1998, we were averaging over 60 a year. And that was just determined to be unacceptable. We put in this program. It was a special emphasis program to try to get information to the CFIs that it was obviously they were missing at some point. And over the first 10 years of this program, we've lowered the accident rate by 57%.
57%.
That's awesome. That was, if you took an average of 60 per year versus what the numbers that actually happened, there were 341 accidents that did not happen over that 10-year period.
Wow,
because of this program. So outreach and educational programs work. We just need the resources to do more of it.
Right. Now, you guys were doing them, these seminars, you were having them at the at the Flight Standards District Office there in Orlando.
Correct.
Over off of Hazeltine. And then now recently you guys have taken them on the road. Is that still going to continue?
Yes, it is. In fact, that was something done many years ago. And because of, again, resources and the lack thereof in cases, we pretty much were doing them only out of Orlando. Well, we've gone back because we've come to realize that to reach those young instructors who are busy teaching now and building hours, we need to go to them because they don't have the time necessarily to come to us to spend a full day to learn some.
Well, they don't make any money as a flight.
They don't make any money, exactly. So we have to go to them. And we've already done one up in Jacksonville, and
right.
You assisted with that.
I did.
Had a great great get together there. We've done one down in Fort Pierce. That was also a great show. We had over 50 flight instructors from one flight school alone.
Well, let me ask you a question. True or false, you have to be a flight instructor to attend?
No, you do not.
You hear that? Now, how much are they?
They are free.
They're free, and you don't have to be a CFI to attend. Anybody can go to these things, folks. So,
yes.
You know, if, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know that you guys are busy. You're moving stuff around and everything.
Well, Rich, you didn't ask about, how do I find out about
it? Well, how do I find out about it?
Well, if you register on FAASafety.gov, that is where you'll find out this information. Once you get registered there and you put in your information for where you're at, you'll find out about any safety program that's going to be in your area. So FAASafety.gov is the place to be.
Well, do you have to be a certificated pilot to register at FAASafety.gov?
You do not, and it is absolutely free.
It's free to register. It's free to attend. You guys are coming to us. You can't ask for anything better than that, can you?
I think not. But if you can, think of it. We'll come up with it.
Yeah, and I don't know how many guys have talked about it. You know, we're trying to get some other people up here to interview, but FAASafety.gov has really got a lot of cool stuff that they can go in. There's online courses that award you credit for the WINGS program and all kinds of stuff. They keep it for proficient. It's just like you said, you know, getting to these training programs and everything. And I know you guys are right here at Sun and Fun. You have a place downstairs. I'm getting ready to run short here. Got a place downstairs. Guys, if you're out here at Sun and Fun and you want to come in and talk to some of these guys, there's a lot of FA guys here. All of them will answer any of your questions. They don't bite. I know. I'm sitting real close to one, and I don't have any bite marks on me. And when you're out here at Sun and Fun, there's a lot of volunteers that go right along with these guys. Say hi to these guys. Thank them for what they're doing. Check us out on Managing Safety. We're streaming it all the time. You can go to FA Production Studios. And from Sun and Fun, this is Rich Tillery. We'll talk to you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.